Hello everyone and welcome back to the Mental Health Podcast. I'm your host Anand and after a break of 6 months, I am thrilled to be here today, especially on the World Mental Health Day. It's been a while since we last connected to this podcast, but today we are back with a topic that couldn't be more relevant. We find ourselves in turbulent times with crises unfolding around the world. From conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine to ongoing societal divide based on race, religion, gender, and the lingering aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. In times like these, managing our mental health is more crucial than ever. So today, we will explore ways to navigate these challenging times and preserve our mental well-being. We won't be delving into the conventional methods like therapy, medication, journaling, or working out. Instead, we are going to explore some offbeat approaches to mental health management. Each approach may not fit with respect to your surroundings and atmosphere, but it's just a generic view and what fits you, probably you may try that if you wish to and see if it works. So first off, I want to share a personal favorite, which is finding solace in nature. Amidst all the chaos, taking a break from the digital world and immersing yourself in the beauty of the natural world can be incredibly therapeutic. Whether it's a serene forest hike, a day at a beach, or even a leisurely stroll in your local park, nature has the power to calm your mind and put things into perspective. Another unconventional way to manage your mental health is through creative expression. You might have read about or you might have witnessed the fact that the most creativity comes from the places of war zone. Whether you're an artist, a writer, or someone who's never picked up a paintbrush or a pen, channeling your emotions into a creative outlet can be incredibly liberating. It could be painting or writing poetry or playing an instrument or even dance. The act of creating something can provide a sense of accomplishment and help you process your emotions. Well, bear in mind, the most creative solution come out of the most critical problems. While it's essential to stay informed about the world events, it's equally vital to manage your technology consumption mindfully. Constant exposure to distressing news and social media can lead to information overload and increased anxiety. So consider setting boundaries for your screen time and consider unfollowing negative accounts and curating your digital environment to prioritize positivity, energy, and well-being. The fourth one is compassion meditation. So it's not just any meditation, it is compassion meditation, which involves directing your thoughts and intention towards others, even those you may disagree with or those perpetrating harm in the world. By cultivating compassion for all beings, you can reduce feelings of anger, resentment, and hopelessness. It is a powerful tool to foster empathy and emotional resilience in these trying times. And finally, I want to highlight, just like I do in most of my episodes, the importance of gratitude. Amidst crisis, it's easy to focus on the negatives, but actively practicing gratitude can shift your perspective. Each day, take a moment to reflect on things you are thankful for, no matter how small they may seem. It can be as simple as a warm cup of tea, a supportive friend, or a beautiful sunset. Cultivating gratitude can help you find moments of joy even in challenging times. Well, I apologize for the voice, for the noise. I am recording this extempore, and as we wrap up this special episode on managing mental health in times of crisis, I want you to know and I want to remind you that it's okay to not be okay, and seeking help is always a valid option. But sometimes exploring unconventional methods can provide a unique path towards healing and resilience. Remember, the world may seem divided and uncertain, but taking care of your mental health is a powerful way to contribute to a more compassionate and understanding society. Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Health Podcast. If you find something which might improve the quality of the content I deliver, please feel free to reach out. And if you found today's episode helpful, please do share it with your friends and your loved ones. Let's spread the message of mental well-being and support each other through these challenging times. I wish you all a happy World Mental Health Day. Until next time, take care of yourselves and those around you. Stay strong, stay compassionate, and keep looking for those bright spots even in the darkest of the times. Thank you.